So I'm Danny Hodder. I'm a senior program manager with Microsoft, working out of the R&D center in Israel, which is called the ILDC. We are part of the SQL BI team. And with me...
And my name is Ola Lavi. I'm a software engineer developer in the SQL BI group in the Israel Development Center. Nice to meet you.
And we really appreciated that you came here and you didn't go to see Marko Simovic. So you probably are more interested in reporting services and BI stuff. So we hope that you will enjoy this session, which is about Windows Azure SQL reporting. And what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about how do we move SQL Server reporting services to Azure SQL reporting? What did we have to do to reporting services in order to make it a service that runs on the Azure platform? Who can use it? Who is the audience that we thought we had in mind when designing this move? How do you use it? What's the architecture? What's the pricing? What's the service level agreement? And where are we heading with this in the future? So what are the things that we miss right now, or there are some limitations and we really want to address them going forward? Now before, and of course, this will be, this is still to be questions. It's going to be either live demos or some of them are live. We have one machine live, connected live through this phone. The other machine still refuses to connect. So you'll see a lot of demos or at least a lot of movies. We'll see. This is still open. Before that, when I think about this using SQL Server reporting on Azure, I envision two parts of the audience, both here in the room and in general, the audience for this product. So I would see one part is people that have applications already or thinking about creating applications on the Windows Azure platform, and they need a reporting solution for this application. They have the application running on Azure. Obviously, most likely their data is in SQL Azure, and they want to do some reporting, to add a reporting aspect, a reporting part of the application. Another part could be someone already using SQL Server reporting services and for some reason that we will discuss later wants to move all of it or some of it to the Azure platform. And, of course, there might be people who are just interested in general. So I would like a raise of hands. Who would think that the first description I gave of you already are in Azure, or you're moving applications, or you're building applications in Azure, and you want to have some reporting. Who will identify with this one? So, yeah, about 10 people. Who is actually a user of SQL Server reporting services, familiar with reporting services, and would like to move and to or investigate the possibility of moving reporting to the Azure platform? Yeah, those were my expectations. So most of you are already using reporting services. You'll be familiar with reporting services. We're not going to show a lot of... this is not a session about how to use reporting services. We're not going to tell you how to use reporting services. Most of you know. For those of you who are coming from the Azure direction, there's a lot of resources about Azure. There's a couple of sessions in this conference about how to use reporting tips and tricks. I think there's one about tips and tricks using reporting services and one about using reporting services on SharePoint. So we're going to concentrate more on the features which are specific to the Azure platform as reporting services meets Azure. So what did we do? We took SQL Server reporting services as it was and moved it to the Azure infrastructure. We used the Windows Azure portal that we're going to show you in a few minutes, and we integrated into it with the management facilities that you need in order to manage your reports. We use Windows Azure's SQL database, and we use it for both store our data, the catalog, what is called in reporting services, the catalog DB and the temp DB, which are needed for the operation of reporting services. We use SQL Azure. And also, as it is today, the only data source that you can use in your report is data that is on SQL, in Azure SQL database. And we deployed the reporting services on Azure on data centers worldwide. Currently, we have 6 data centers that offer this service. We have more, Azure have more than that, but on 6 of them, including 2 in Europe, including 1 here in Amsterdam, we have the service running, and you can configure reporting servers on these data centers. So let's see our first demo. How are we doing? Do we have any?
We are going to use the movies.
Oh, we'll use the movies. So everything except 1 yeah. will be from the movies. So let's start with the first one. And the first one is actually going to start with actually is it your machine?
Yeah.
We're still sharing my machine. Okay, so this picture is the beachfront in Tel Aviv, and we'll start our first demo. And in this demo, it starts actually by me saying, telling Ola, look, that we have the setup for this demo is about a casino, and I'll tell you a little bit about the database. And there is a mail that I sent to Ola saying, there is a report about our casino. Take a look what this report is saying. She's logging in to the service, and she runs this report, and this report now comes from reporting services Azure.
So in this page, you can see different statistics about our casino. For example, you can see that we stand right now on 40% profit and different statistics. And Danny didn't like that the gauge is...
Now she's actually using bids to or data tools to change the report.
Yeah, so it's pretty simple because most of you are already familiar with this tool, with bids. So it's exactly the same usage. What is nice about bids that it has this nice integration with the deploying to Azure. You have in your project properties these settings where you can specify your target server URL, which points to our server in Azure. And you have you can specify what folders you want to deploy ports data sources and a few more properties. So now I just go and select my report and deploy it to the server online in Azure. You can see right now in the output window we get this status, which is really convenient. And in just a few seconds, and you have your report online. Just refreshing the screen, and Dan is supposed to be satisfied with this centered gauge.
The moment I see this, I see the gauge in the middle, the way it was supposed to be, not on the right side, and I'm happy that the report is working for me. Now, the report, we can go into more details. So, that's very interesting. Ola, can you explain what actually...
So this one has different statistics which are more specific. Danny has noticed that actually our casino lost some money around 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, here,
so we see here that slot machines, they actually don't give much revenue. And now,
Yeah, but there's one here, one person here that won $93,000. Which is phenomenal. It's just something is fishy here. I just can't believe that this happens.
No, just a lucky person, Danny, leave it. It's a lucky person.
No, it's let's see actually what's going
cheating.
On here.
No cheating here.
Oh, we can see who is this person.
An explanation, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure you have good explanations, and we'll have to talk about it after this session. So what we saw is regular behavior of reporting services, drilling to linked reports, going into more and more detail until we saw actually the root cause of our problem, which is actually, you saw who that was. So this was the first time we saw SQL reporting services. Reporting services, who here was in this, just the session with Scott Guthrie right now? So you saw him, he mentioned SQL Server reporting as one of the new features of the Azure platform. So it's available since June 7th as part of this big release of Azure. And it's now globally available. This session was delivered also in Orlando in the last weekend, and this was really hot news. Now it's not so hot because it's already a few weeks old. And let's move on. So who can use reporting services in Azure? Basically anyone that has a subscription. It could be a trial subscription that you do for... and yeah, it includes also the capability to create some reports, and it could be a paid subscription, and you just log in to windowsazure.com, and from there you can go on. Now, who can see a report? So it's one thing to create servers and to upload reports. Another thing is to just to be sent, like you saw in the recording, that I sent Ola a mail. In the mail, there was a URL, and she just clicked the URL and entered the report. So who can be this person who just views reports? Anyone that has a valid combination of username and password, and I, as an administrator, can give other people access. It's unlimited, basically. So because, as you will see later in the pricing model, you pay for execution of reports. You don't pay for how many people do this, how often they do it. So we just count how many times people execute, and you'll see the model how exactly we calculate this. But I can create more and more users, just give them username and passwords, and they can see the reports. So the first thing we saw was about direct URL access. As you see here, this was actually the example we showed. I send a mail, there's a link, you click it, and you see the report. But the same URL can be embedded in different things, different environments. It could be embedded in a website in which you can have, as part of your website, one of the features is a list of reports. You click on the report just opens. It asks you for credentials because to see the reports, you need to specify who you are. And then you can also embed it in SharePoint or in SharePoint Online, which is part of Office 365. Who here is familiar with Office 365, is using it? I've seen it, well, about, I don't know, one quarter of the audience. You'll see a lot of it here. So we thought that actually SharePoint Online is a good partner with reporting services. And in our scenario of this casino, so we have this casino that we build our demos around, and we created a whole database with information about the different games, the gamers, how much did they bet on, how much did they win for each game every day. And the idea is that casino employees and the managers can look at each one of the individual games and see how they're doing, and see also if there are people who are winning too much money, like this suspicious person we saw before, and which could be a sign of some fraud, and also to look for people who are losing too much money, because I don't know if you know, but casino owners do not love people losing too much money, because if they lose too much money in our casino, they will have bad feelings, and they probably will never come back. We want people to lose money gradually and stay, have fun for a few hours, and then come back because they think it's a great place. So that's the environment, and we generated, the data is generated, but it's generated according to some distribution so that it will make sense. So let's see how a report can be embedded in the SharePoint Online environment. So this is the link for rsdemo.sharepoint.com is the site.
So What you can see here is basically URL for our SharePoint online site, which is, as Danny has explained, part of the Office 365 solution. So we are going to access this SharePoint online site. It will require us to provide the credentials, of course. And imagine we have this SharePoint online site for all our casino employees, which want to be updated, and they see different documents and different meetings and maybe action items, different things on the SharePoint online site. So we wanted to put all our reports also there. So you can see we just log in this site right now.
You see, it's very realistic. The time you wait is the time it took. We didn't do any editing to the video, so.
Right. So here we see our SharePoint online site. You can see its URL, rsdemosharepoint.com. It's really pretty simple to remember. So it's like an additional benefit because in reporting service, sometimes you get URL, which is a little bit harder. Then here you... Again, we have this Contoso Casino page, and we insert a provider or credentials. So what we have used here, actually, it's not something specific, not a kind of integration of reporting services, as you know, with the service on-premises, but rather we have used a regular web part for this site, and it's a page view web part.
Is this a picture or... Oh, actually it's...
Yeah, it's not a picture. It's just a real report which has all the same functionality. It has all drill downs and paging and different buttons. Everything works. Because I was familiar with the SharePoint developing and using, this page view web part just provides the same functionality as the browser. So you can see now how we actually configure this web part. It has a really simple configuration, just requires us to provide URL to our server. So, for example, this specific report, it doesn't have any parameters, so we have here just an URL. But in the case you have a parameterized report, you can also provide these parameters in the URL, right there, in the web part configuration. Of course, you can define your page with several web parts with if you want to define the different reports. So it's really simple, and it's all familiar things, and pretty simple to integrate it.
Okay, so let's stop here for a moment and actually think about why would you use Windows reporting services on Windows Azure. Now, especially this comes as an especially important question because if you saw those of you who went to Scott Guthrie's presentation, and I think it was also mentioned by in the keynote, we announced that you can have infrastructure as a service. So you can have your own machine sitting on the Azure data center installed with, for example, reporting services and SQL and everything. And there, this is going to be the entire reporting services exactly the way you know it. So why would you use this option of platform as a service with reporting services versus IIS or versus just running reporting services in-house? So the reasons are, first of all, it's really, really easy to do it this way. You don't have really to install anything. You just will configure. We'll see how you... how you do it from the portal. You don't have to plan ahead for hardware, how many, so it scales automatically. So if you have your own machine and you put a VM and you put reporting services, and then you need, people are starting to run lots of reports, you have to monitor it and see that actually you need more. It's sure, it's very easy to add more VMs and so on because it's, again, it's virtualized and it's an Azure platform, but still someone needs to do it. Here, you can start run multiple reports and it will scale automatically for you. So we will run as many copies as needed of the reporting services software. And we'll see that there are some scenarios which are actually even easier. Later on, we'll see a demo on a tablet, running a report from a tablet, from a machine that is not connected to the domain. So this is going to be actually easier to do with reporting services on Azure. And so this is why to use it, and actually what makes it easy to use is that you use the tools that you're used to. You use Bits, which is now called SQL Server Data Tools, SSDT, to edit the report. You can also use Report Builder. Who here is using, or in their organization, there is the use of Report Builder? A few. So a subset of the people who said that they are using Report are using Report Builder, which is a tool designed for more for power users, for actually end users who can open this and create reports, while the regular user who creates reports and reporting services is a developer, because the tool to open is Visual Studio with the data tools, and a developer develops reports. Report Builder is for end users. So the integration, you saw the integration between data tools before in the first demo. You saw how Ola was able to move the control, the chart, from the editor, and then deploy very easily. It was all integrated. The integration between Report Builder and our and Azure is not as smooth, but you can still create an RDL, which is the source of the report, and then upload it to the portal. So it is possible to use also Report Builder. Continuing on, those are things which are actually part of the messaging or the story of why do you use Azure in general. It is available 24/7. It's automatically patched. We have a 99.9 SLA. And we track this SLA to make sure that actually our reporting services software in the data centers are actually available and perform as expected with a third-party monitoring tool from outside, from different parts of the world. We'll talk about it as part of the architecture. You can have your reports available in different data centers in the world. So if you have a user community in the U.S. and the user community, let's say here in Amsterdam, you can deploy your reports to both a data center in the U.S. or maybe two data centers in the U.S. And you can manage so that users in the U.S. will get a URL that will connect them actually to the same to the copy of the reports in the U.S. and the user here will get the same report from the local data center, which will provide for a much better response time when they interact with the report. And as anything else in the Windows Azure, it's replicated and backed up and available. Even if something will happen to the data center, to the entire data center, still your data will be, you will be able to recover your data. So the next part is showing the functionality of the Azure portal. So we were thinking if we should say it or not, but we should, because a lot of you saw the portal in the first, in the keynote and in Scott Guthrie's presentation, and you'll see that this one is not using the new portal. There was an old portal, and there's the new portal, and supporting services is lagging behind in joining the experience of the new portal, so you'll still see as we integrate into the old Azure portal. And this is part of what we need to do is to integrate with the new one.
So we log in to, we're actually trying to access our management portal. You see this URL, it's also familiar. So I'm going to log in to the portal using the Microsoft credentials. So we have a federation here, so I'm not going to provide any password because Microsoft has federation with Live. So I'm going to log into the management portal, and we are going to go over different operations we can do with the reporting services. So this movie doesn't contain actually all the things. So but everything is really intuitive. So you can just log in, try by yourself, and play with it. All operations take a few seconds, and everything is really nice and works good. So you can see here on the left side, reporting menu, which is going to lead us which is going to lead us to the all the management for the reporting. So you can see here I have different subscriptions. As a developer, I need them. We are going to use this Azure Dev Team subscription, which has three servers, reporting servers already deployed there. So you can see here, actually we see a server which is deployed in South Central US. It was used for the Orlando demo. And you have different data sources and reports. So here the movie shows the data source, which has basically the same connection string you use when you work on premises. It has exactly the same portal, the same format. You have different reports which we uploaded for this demonstration. So exactly the same reports, exactly the same experience. You can browse for these reports from the portal itself. Again, the credentials, and because everything is secure, obviously. Those of you who are familiar with server manager experience, this is true that it's not supported for the secure Azure reporting services, but you have the same functionality actually through the portal. So you can browse for your reports, you can upload them there, you can create folders and manage reports in different folders and data sources. So it just presents that you could see the same report. There were things that they are not included in this movie. You can actually provision your tenant really fast. Just takes a few not seconds, but you know, every step takes a few seconds. And you can also manage your users for different folders and different permissions there. You can see statistics for your report usage. So different management operations, you have a kind of five buttons in the top menu. Everything is really intuitive, and try and use it there. Those of you who actually has the trial subscription for the Windows Azure, you can see it, you can find it there.
Can you see maybe we are online and for the next demo?
Not yet.
Not yet. All right. So I hope that you get the feeling of even using the recordings. I'm sure glad that we actually prepared this recording, because otherwise we'll be in deep trouble. Okay. So, moving forward, if you're familiar with reporting services, you know that there are APIs that you can programmatically access reporting services. And those APIs were ported also to the reporting services on Azure. And the rest of the demos will actually use these APIs. And you can do different things with the API. You can upload reports, you can execute reports and export the results to different formats. And you can change configuration for reports. So you can do pretty much everything. You can actually create a report from scratch if you want, using also a programmer. So what I was asking now, actually I'm playing a role of a manager in this casino, and Ola here is my developer, and she's indeed from the development team. And I ask her to create a report that will enable us an application. I want everybody in all the managers to come to a meeting and have, before that, they will do some homework and go and see the report of how are we doing with this casino. So we want just I want just a tool that will enable me to create a report that everybody can see. So this is the requirement, and we'll see how Ola actually managed to do this requirement that to create this report.
So we have a simple Windows form application which we designed specially for the TechEd on Metro style. It has a single button. You see this create a report button, which actually supposed to take this report and store it SharePoint online. Everything is seamless without any need to insert any credentials with authentication against reporting Azure reporting services and the authentication against SharePoint Online on the other side. So this application does all these things behind the scenes. So just let me start it. So you see, I'm just click this button. And meanwhile, I'm going to this SharePoint online site to see that nothing here in the saved reports folder. In a few seconds, and this report is already there. And Danny asked me to do something which is not live data, so I decided to do it in a PDF format, which is really nice and useful. You can see the same report for our statistics, the casino.
And now, actually, I, as the manager who acquired this, said this is great, this is what I wanted, but I just don't like the fact that it's actually in PDF format, because I know that not all my users have PDF, so I asked her to change, if she can change the format of the report.
Okay, so here you can see this render report function basically uses the same SOAP API, which you are familiar, those of you who are familiar, from the reporting services online. So here I modified the format to HTML. It's really simple, just this modification actually implies that I send a different parameter to the reporting service, which renders the report now to the HTML format and sends these bits to the SharePoint Online. By the way, for the authentication against SharePoint Online, we use a really nice sample from the MSDN, which does this claims-based authentication without any interruption. And the other thing, if someone wants to ask how we actually work against SharePoint Online, so we use this client object model, which is supported since SharePoint Online 2010, and it's SharePoint 2010, and it's also supported by SharePoint Online, so it's really convenient. So on the other one, on the one side, we use the regular SOAP API, which all of you are familiar. There are a few things which are not supported right now. Mainly these things are related to scheduling and the subscriptions for the reports. This functionality is not supported right now in Azure. But all the rest, SOAP API is available, just the same. And those of you who are familiar, you can see this load report and render report APIs, they are exactly the same.
It's funny that you mentioned subscription, because I, as the manager of this casino, once I saw this application, actually started to think about, and also as I saw Ola changing the format and seeing that actually things are pretty easy to do, I started to think about next step. And next step is that I asked Ola if she can do something like that. I wanted to, instead of having a simple application with a button that I click and then the report starts, I want to do it more of self-service for my managers in the casino. So what I envisioned is that we'll have some way for everyone that wants to see a report about a specific game. So if I'm interested in blackjack and Ola is more interested in monitoring the slot machines, as we saw before, she's very interested in slot machines, everybody can go to some place and register themselves and say, I want to get every day a report about this game. And also, not only I'm interested just in information about this game, I want to monitor, let's say I'm interested in people who are winning more than 20,000 or losing more than 10,000. So I can set the limits of what I'm interested in. And once I put this registration in, I will get this report automatically in some place which is convenient for me, which probably will be, again, something around SharePoint Online. Because as we said, we are here in our casino, we are actually standardizing on using SharePoint Online as a landing pad for documents and also for these reports. So this were the requirement, and now we're going to see how Ola, as my developers, actually executed this requirement.
So lucky us, we have the network back.
Oh.
Yes.
Network now. Back. Yay.
So, okay, Danny is my PM in real life, and I'm used to get these multiple requirements all the time. So I was prepared. So what we have decided to do, actually we have defined in our SharePoint site this report subscriptions list, which has I'm going to add a new item here. So I'm interested in slot machines, just as Danny said. I want to see the big winners.
So So this is standard SharePoint functionality of adding a row to a list.
Danny, you also want anything?
Yeah, I want also to, as I said, I'm interested in blackjack.
Blackjack.
And sure. I want to see everybody that won more than 10,000 in blackjack. Oh, default. Okay.
Okay.
I'm interested in the default. I so, like defaults.
Okay. So now we used for this application.
Just one. Can you see this in the back seat? It's okay.
Is it the font is okay? Okay. So we used for this functionality actually a worker role in the Azure, which runs, you see this endless loop, generates reports, and goes to sleep. For the demo purposes, we use 3 minutes interval. But of course, in the real life, maybe in our cuisine, we will make it on daily, every day, once a day. So we are going to generate reports. And this application actually makes a reuse of the same implementation as the previous one. The main difference that we use parameters here, this report is parameterized, so we again, using this client object model, we access this list which we have created, parse from there different parameters. You see here I have a game name, min lose and min win that I just have defined over there. Then we render against statistics report. So again, you see I have this logon user API, which I use here to log on with my credentials. I have this parameters list, which I set for the execution. And I render report. You see this is the same render API as you saw before. After that, I get these bytes and store them to the SharePoint online. And now I'm going to go back to our SharePoint site to save the ports. And meanwhile, speaking, we have here two folders generated, one for me and one for Danny. You can use maybe different security for different folders, so each user has access only to his folder. So this. Okay. With movies, it went better. okay, I have this open. And we're supposed to see the report. So nothing goes fluent. It's okay. Just we'll let it. So you can see, but basically it's the same reports we saw before. So I have this folder, Danny has this folder, and this worker role. So actually we don't have, as I mentioned before, we don't have the schedule functionality and subscriptions for the users. But it's really not difficult to implement, make some custom code for this implementation by yourself.
Yeah, that's actually even more than I expected. I didn't expect this to have all this functionality. By the way, when Ola built this application, she actually provided for a configuration option. So I can go and without touching the code, there's a way to configure like the interval in milliseconds and what else?
Format and of course
yeah she knew me from before, so she said you probably going to change your mind a few times, so instead of needing to go into the code, now it's external in some configuration file for this application, which is really nice. Okay, that's actually can you explain a little bit? This is actually the basic
This is the API that we mentioned before, this load report and render. We are using here, as you can see, this execution context SOAP endpoint. As you know, reporting services expose actually multiple endpoints for the SOAP, SOAP access. So this one is exposed through execution context endpoint. And we use here load report and render. These are these APIs that you can just use.
So this is nothing new for anyone who is using this APIs for reporting services before, and actually we saw that. Now we are moving forward, and we'll talk about some scenarios which are actually easier to fulfill once we have the solution running in the cloud. So, and this is about providing access to the reports for people who are using devices which are not domain connected. And because regular reporting services, you will require either a custom security mode, or if it's by default, it's actually all based on Active Directory, and people will have to be connected to the domain. So if you want to provide people from mobile devices, tablets, it's easy to do, and we're going to see it in a few moments. Also, if you want to provide access to people from other companies, so there may be people from your company coming with their own devices, or there could be people from other companies that you want to share information with, and you can do it this way. Or you can even have a public website that you give as part of your website. You have a website with some, I don't know, Euro statistics, and you create some reports with using reporting services on Azure, and you want to give everybody access, you can do that. You can actually put the credentials right there in the website. Just be careful about how many users are going to use your report, because you're going to get an invoice at the end of the month based on the number of reports that people will execute. So our next demo is going to use a Windows 8 tablet device and an application that all I've created on it.
So imagine that you are the casino employee. I have to work today. I'm on duty. I have to work and go around the tables with my tablet and see what's happening. And if I see kind of weird things, just to check my report, my statistics, game statistics online. So we have here, you see this Contoso Casino game, application, which actually does for me a few things. First of all, it logs me in without my need to enter any credentials. It uses a web view control, which we can use and insert their credentials by using a simple JavaScript code. After that, it opens for me this control can open for me this report, which you can see is exactly the same report as before. So we have all the same functionality again, all the drill downs and the different, all the up menu, it's all the same, it supports everything here. So for example, if I go and exactly I see that kind of noise around slot machines, then I have this nice menu here and I can browse the slot machine specific statistics and go home, of course, with this button. So this implementation of this application is like really easy, really short code. We're not going to show it right now, but you can see that report. You can just enlarge, increase, move, rotate.
And this is not a movie.
And this is not a movie. It's real, for real. And they see here my winning is also here.
All right, so we saw the Windows 8 tablet demo. It's not a Surface tablet yet. When we created it, we didn't even know that there is a Surface tablet. It was such a secret that also us as Microsoft employees, I never heard about it before it was announced. So let's talk a little bit about the architecture. And there are two reasons why there is this slide about architecture. One is that, as I know, there's never take a presentation without an architecture slide, so we do need one. And second is that explaining about the architecture, our purpose here is to show that actually we use standard component of the Azure platform. We use our own platform to build that. So by creating this robust, scalable application using Azure on Windows Azure using standard Azure components, we also help making the platform more robust and scalable and so on for you when you're going to build your own applications. So we have the Windows Azure platform as the standard, the basis for everything. On top of that, we use worker roles, which are actually the ones which are going to do the work. We integrate into the Azure portal, as I said before. We still are integrated into the old-style Azure portal. And we use SQL database, also running SQL Azure, running on the Azure platform for storing our metadata and for actually getting user data for the reports. And we use the functionality of the load balancers of Azure to distribute the load between the different machines that can actually do reports. So we have the code of SQL Server reporting services. We have some infrastructure and some gateways to, for example, we want to take advantage of the caching capabilities. So we want to make sure that if someone runs the same reports again, if we only can, we want to run the same report on the same machine because there is some caching capabilities. So we do this all, we run all this functionality using the worker roles on top of Windows Azure. Our portal on top of the Azure portal, and we use the database for data, for CatalogDB, TempDB. Now, another component in the architecture, which I mentioned before, is the SLA monitor. So it's not part of, it's not running on Azure. It's an external solution by a third party, a solution called Gomez. And we have this monitors actually for each data center that we deploy the reporting services. We have two other sites in the world actually looking at this site, periodically logging in, running a report, measuring how much time it does take, making sure that the site is alive and responds as it should, in order to count the uptime and make sure that we are up to this, the SLA. So we, this is the what I just described: two SLA monitors for each one of the reporting sites. Now a word about pricing. The pricing mechanism for paying for report is by execution. And we, so if you don't define any servers, of course, there's no charge. But for each server that you define in any one of the data centers, you're going to pay for every bucket of 200 reports per hour. So if there is an hour in which you ran less than 200 reports, you're going to pay one unit, which is currently 0.88 US dollar per this hour of running up to 200 reports. If you run between 201 and 400, you will pay two units and so on. And you don't have to tell us how many you're going to run. So if you need more, or if at one moment 20 people try to run 20 different reports, we'll make sure that they get the response they need, and we just count them as 20. Every report counts, so if you have sub-reports, linked reports, as we saw before, drilling down, every one of them counts as another execution of a report. Now about some restrictions. So what is actually, we took the reporting services application as it appears now in as part of SQL Server, and what is actually, what are the limitations compared to the full version of reporting services? So we don't support anything that starts with the word custom, which means code that you can run. Reporting services is very extensible. You can add code, your own code, in different places. Now, I'm sure that you can understand that running code on a cloud service, running your own custom code on our cloud service is a little bit problematic because the platform, its nature is that it's multi-tenant. Multiple people use the same infrastructure, and if we accept your code, it might actually do something to the platform, to others. So we don't allow you to put your custom assemblies, custom extensions, custom report items, code elements. There's a list of custom things that you can do with reporting services. So that's one thing. Another thing is the fact that the only data source is SQL Azure at this point. We're thinking of others. It's always a challenge of something running on the cloud to access data, which is, let's say, on your back at home, back on premise. We are working on it. We are working about on solutions of how to do that. But for now, there's only one. The security model is pretty basic. It's you have to provide username and password for everyone accessing the reports. There's no federation at this moment. And we also want to enhance this and make it a better story for security. And there are features which are not supported, like scheduling, subscriptions, and alerting. Alerting is a new feature in reporting services, which we really would like to support. You saw some solutions for this by us, by Ola, building a subscription solution and to publish reports on a scheduled basis. And also, I mentioned here that the support for Report Builder is limited because it's not integrated. You cannot just create a report in Report Builder and then, say, deploy directly to Azure. You will have to save the result of what you do on disk and then go to the portal and upload the report to the portal. All this is available, but it's not as good as we would like it to be. So, very relevant to this list of limitations is the list of things that we are working on and thinking about and want to provide in the future. So we want to see actually about extensibility. How can we provide at least some of the functionality that you can get by using custom code? So can we do sandboxing? So can we do some limited behavior of your code so that we will accept it? And or in some cases, we actually are looking into scenarios in which people use code pretty often. We heard, for example, that people are using code in the area of accepting parameters in reporting services. You accept a parameter in one parameter, and then this parameter value actually sets the default for another one. Things like that. So people do this with their own code. We want to see if we can actually make it better so that you will not need code in these scenarios. But we know that there's a limit of how much we can do, and code, the advantage of code is that code can do anything. So at the end of the day, we would like to see if we can actually support some kind of accessibility. The engine that we use now as the basis for the porting was the 2008 R2 version of reporting services. We need to move it to the SQL Server 2012 version. We have 6 data centers, as I mentioned, 2 in the US, 2 in Europe, and 2 in Asia Pacific. Based on usage and growth and so on, we would like to add more data centers. And we were thinking about additional data sources. And if you have suggestions, you can come to me, to Ola. You can meet us around in the BI booth. And you can tell us actually what data sources you think are the most important. Everybody will say, I want to get to my SQL data that's actually on-premise. This one we know. We're thinking about OData and others too. As I said, making a better story or make a more robust story about the security and the integration with identity on-premise, and adding the features which are missing, scheduling, alerting, subscription, and so on. Those are some of the directions we are thinking right now. So, just to recap, the reporting services on Azure is globally available. You can access it right now from your subscriptions. You saw the management experience. So the portal is actually the where you would use some of a functionality that you're used to using the report manager and in the reporting services tool. You can find it in the portal. Use SQL Server data tools or bids to create your reports. And you saw how you can access reports with URL access using the API and also on a Windows 8 tablet. Some of it was live. Some of it, unfortunately, was not live. But I hope that you at least got the message. And with that, we would like to thank you. If you have any questions, we have time for questions. Please feel your, this is me, and this is Ola. And if you have any questions at this point, we'll be able to answer them, hopefully. Yes, please. So the question was, just repeat the question, if there's any plans to provide SharePoint integration. Yes, actually I forgot to put it into the slide as something that we would like to investigate, because it's not just coincidentally that I mentioned, and we actually use SharePoint Online in our demos. We think that it's very natural for this to be available with SharePoint Online. So yes, we are looking at it. So there's nothing about in. I'm just saying we are looking at it. It's on our plans. Of course, I cannot promise any timelines, but yes, it's definitely something that we would like to have. Yeah. You mean, yeah, the question is, do we think that the experience should be integrated like with the other web parts on the same part, having a filter web part, filtering different things? I think this is what makes sense for SharePoint, to have this dashboard feeling to it, which you can have in the same page, a reporting services web part. We don't, currently we don't have, the dedicated web part doesn't exist. When you saw Ola placing a web part on SharePoint Online, this was a simple URL viewing, it's like an IE control within a SharePoint. It was not a dedicated one for a report. So we're thinking about porting the dedicated web part, and with that, integrating it with the experience of part-to-part connections and so on. Again, yes, we would like to have it. And other parts of that, we're thinking of moving other parts of the BI functionality of SharePoint into the SharePoint Online. So stay tuned about that too. More questions? All right. Thank you very much. Have a nice day and nice conference.